This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial toll-free to join us on the radio and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Yeah, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Earlier in the show, we were talking about the North Korean supposed threat. They've been testing bombs, shooting missiles, and according to both of you guys, that they're at a level that they've never been, that they've got some kind of potential hydrogen bomb, nuclear weapon that they've tested.
Can you imagine that they would stay at the level that they had been, which was not really ready for prime time on a nuclear level? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, they just seem particularly inept at a lot of things, so I don't tend to really put a whole lot of stock in them.
They're dumping a lot of money into this, and they've got, you know, they got brilliant minds like any country's got brilliant minds. You throw money at brilliant minds, and you're going to be able to put together a nuclear program.
The Guardian.com reporting on what Putin has to say about all this. You know, when Putin is the one who sounds like he's advocating for peace, you've got a very, you know, strange situation here. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that the escalating North Korean crisis could cause a, quote, planetary catastrophe, unquote, and a huge loss of life. It described U.S. proposals for further sanctions on Pyongyang as useless. He said, quote, ramping up military hysteria in such conditions is senseless. It's a dead end, he told reporters in China. He continued saying that it could lead to a global planetary catastrophe and a huge loss of human life. There is no other way to solve the North Korean nuclear issue save that of peaceful dialogue, unquote.
I sincerely hope that that world leaders hear this. Do you hear Putin's statement as we are standing in solidarity with North Korea? I mean, global?
No, it sounds like he says you should talk rather than, you know, put
sanctions. Sure. But do you hear this sort of, this could be a global catastrophe, that kind of thing?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Read between the lines.
Right, I'm just guessing.
On Sunday, North Korea carried out its sixth and by far most powerful nuclear test to date. The underground blast triggered a magnitude 6.3 earthquake and was more powerful than the bombs dropped by the U.S. on Hiroshima and Nagasaki during the Second World War. Putin was attending the BRICS summit, bringing together the leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. Speaking on Tuesday, the final day of the summit in Xiamen, China, he said Russia condemned North Korea's provocations, but said further sanctions would be useless and ineffective, describing the measures as a, quote, road to nowhere.
Yeah, I agree that sanctions are of no particular value. Kim Jong-un and his cadre of generals and, you know, basically anybody who's an officer in their army on up is going to be fine. And then everybody else is going to be hungry. So what?
How's that going to, you know, affect them?
They've been that way in the past. It's not like that. You know, it's not like that shook their power.
Right. And once again, it gives the North Korean government another reason to blame the United States. I mean, they're already blaming the United States for all kinds of things they're not doing, like the power outages, for instance, at nighttime. The U.S. gets the blame for that, at least according to some documentary I've seen. You know, you kind of have to take what you're fed about North Korea from the various different media that's out there about it, documentaries and such. But during their outages of power, which are fairly frequent in North Korea, the official explanation for that is the United States is sabotaging their power structure.
How would we do it?
Doesn't matter. You don't have to ask those questions, Mark. You just believe what the dear leader tells you. That's how it works over there.
Right?
Quote, we all remember, this is again more from Putin, what happened with Iraq and Saddam Hussein. His children were killed. I think his grandson was shot. The whole country was destroyed and Saddam Hussein was hanged. We all know how this happened and people in North Korea remember well what happened in Iraq.
I bet they do.
They will eat grass but will not stop their nuclear program as long as they do not feel safe. Unquote. U.S. bid for the United Nations Security Council to vote on the 11th of this month on new sanctions is a little premature, said Vasily Nebenzia, Russia's U.N. ambassador to Russia is a permanent member of that Security Council and has veto power. The U.S. top diplomat acknowledged that more sanctions on North Korea are unlikely to change its behavior, but insisted that they would cut off funding for its ballistic missile and nuclear programs.
Nope.
So anyway, there you go. That's what old Putin has to say about it. If you want to jump in, you're welcome to do so. As we go to Chad. He's on the line on Skype. Hello, Chad.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Oh, all right.
Right in the path.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sorry if you guys already got to this, but I kind of wanted to echo Ian's skepticism over the whole North Korea thing. Because I remember when we were in college, when I was in college, and I'm sorry, I'm older than you guys, or younger than you guys, there was this whole incident with Iraq where we invaded Iraq because Saddam had these alleged weapons of mass destruction. I remember at the time, the irony being that North Korea said, not only do we have them, we're going to use them. And, you know, the United States invaded Iraq anyway, but those two conversations happened at the same time because North Korea seemed like this distraction for it. And I wonder if that's similar to what's happening now, that Trump is invading Afghanistan and possibly setting up for war against Venezuela, that we're all talking about North Korea again, when in reality this is just a repeat of what happened last time and it's probably not an actual threat, right?
So it's like, well, watch the birdie while the U.S. invades some other country?
Sort of. I mean, I feel like this has happened before. We talked about North Korea and, you know, possibly in war with South Korea when Obama invaded Libya. And I feel like this comes up every now and then. But truly, unless there's an economic advantage there for the U.S., they're never going to declare war on a smaller country anyway. And smaller countries don't attack larger ones unless they're attacked first. So I don't know if I feel like the whole threat is genuine.
Well, so North Korea did fire a missile over, you know, Japan, right?
Yeah. I mean, I read that, too.
And did have a an atomic bomb test sort of underground near the border of North Korea and South Korea. That hadn't happened before either, right?
No, I agree. I'm not saying that those incidents are new, and obviously you're correct when you say that that's going to progress and their technology is going to get better, but I feel like I've heard that they're a nuclear threat a bunch of times before. And it's never mattered. And I don't know if it matters now. I feel.
But if they're a nuclear threat before, and progress is going to happen, won't they really be a nuclear threat at some point?
I just feel like that's, like, to me, that just feels so similar to the sort of, like, the mainstream line that, like, Trump and, you know, the Republicans always want to put forth on things of, like, stopping things before they get out of control. And, yeah, maybe you're right, Mark. Like, maybe North Korea really is progressively building up to be a global threat, but I have to wonder why these conversations always happen when another war is going on. And like Trump did just reinvade Afghanistan and killed a bunch of civilians a week ago, and we're all we're not talking about that.
Yeah, you know? I feel like I heard something about it maybe on the air here, but I don't remember all the details. Hey, Chad, I want to let you know we're cranking your signal up all the way here, and it's actually pretty hard to hear you, so I'm going to let you go, but I appreciate the call. You might want to check your levels before you call back the next time. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here as we go to Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I called in yesterday. I was talking about speculation, and somehow the conversation turned to fractional reserve banking, how banks create money out of thin air. And I wanted to ask, what side of that are you on? How do you view the ability of banks to issue money out of thin air? Is that a desirable thing or not, in your opinion?
I generally don't think it's a very good idea.
Yeah, I would call it lying.
Well, unless they're upfront about it. You know, if they're like, well, you put your money in with us, we're just going to not guarantee we can give it back to you because we might be loaning it out to people in times 10 or whatever that we don't even have on reserves, because that's what fractional reserve banking is they can loan out like 9 times, or apparently the number changes, but 9 times as much as they have on deposit, which of course doesn't actually exist. They're literally creating it from thin air.
If there was a marketplace where banks competed based on, you know, whether or not they had your reserves available to be withdrawn, the banks that don't have your reserves available and are lending out 9 times the reserves they have are going to lose in that marketplace, right? I mean, because that's not a business model that's going to resonate with the average depositor.
Unless, of course, they're still... Hang on, Greg. We'll let you respond to that coming up here in a moment. Unless, you know, they're saying, hey, look, we're going to loan your money out big time and we'll pay you more for it. Like, if they say, you may not be able to withdraw.
It's a certificate of deposit, dude. It's not that big of a complicated of a thing. You don't have to have fractional reserve banking to not have people be able to withdraw their money right away.
All right, more coming up here. 855-450, free like freedom. Join us on the radio here. This is Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. So we're going to get back into your phone calls and thoughts. We were talking about fractional reserve banking. Sounds like a really exciting topic, huh? Well, actually, it's pretty important, and a lot of people I don't think even really know that it goes on. They may understand that banks loan out the money they put in deposit, but they may not know that the banks loan out, like, nine times as much as they have on deposit, because that's basically the system, as I understand it. You can share your thoughts with us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, as we go back here to... Actually, I want to tell... Actually, Mark, give us an update on Hope, .freetalklive.com, the building of a orphanage that you've been and our listeners have been funding, you've been raising money for, out in Jinja, Uganda.
Yeah, they're going to start doing... I don't have the right word for this. What is the... the concrete sort of beam that upon which you set the roof trusses.
Brother, you're going to ask me a question about home construction?
Building construction. Anyway, and foreign building construction. They do, yeah, like a joist.
Are you talking about ceiling joists?
Yeah, it's not going to go, they're not going to go across, though. These aren't, they aren't going across an open space. They're just going along the wall. Anyway, they're putting concrete
things
across the edges of the tops of the walls.
Sounds important.
Yep, and then they will place the roof atop of that, and then we will have a structure, right? Like the show me the money phase will be completed once the roof's on, and then we'll do whatever we have to do on the inside. We've got about $8,000 left to raise, and with the matching money from get cell401.com and jax.io, that should put us at right about $2,700 worth of raising from listeners.
Meaning that we need to raise $2,700, and then that will be matched double.
Correct.
By the matching organizations. Big thanks to Jax and Cell411 for that. So check out hope.freetalklive.com. You can see pictures of the construction as it's been ongoing.
Yeah, I've just added a few today, so there's new pictures to see.
And you can get donation information there as well.
They have their first class in the half-constructed orphanage at this point.
Cool.
It was a class on how to introduce yourself. And there's some, I got some video of it, but, whatever.
Excellent. All right, so check it out at hope.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Greg in New York. He had asked, because you had called last night and we talked to some extent about fractional reserve banking, and you had asked the question because it wasn't clear to you what the viewpoint of the host of the show was on this. And then I don't know if all three hosts got a chance to weigh in on that. Mark, you were against it?
Oh, yeah.
Johnson, your thoughts on fractional reserve?
Yeah, I'm against it.
Against, and I'm also against. But if it happens in the marketplace, as you would argue, Greg, that it did during the times when banking was unregulated, as you were saying last night, then, again, I think it's up to the marketplace to provide that competition and not up to some centralized monopoly power to try to force businesses to do or not do certain things.
That's right. And I submit to you guys, if you are a libertarian, you want the government out of everything, you should be very happy about fractional reserve banking and banks making money out of thin air. Because
why?
I'll
agree with your statement on that. I would be happy about that if they weren't relying on Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation.
Right?
Because that's why they're doing this, right? Because they can get away with it because they know that the government's always there going to back them up, and that's the only reason why they're doing this. So is that why you're suggesting I'm happy? Because the government's there to back them up? Is that why you think I should be thrilled about this?
No, that's not why.
Oh, because it sounds like that's what you were trying to gotcha me into anyway, and that's where I was thinking.
I want to hear what he has to say. Please, go ahead, Greg.
Sure. Well, basically, let me talk about the bigger picture of fractional reserve banking. Our whole economy, you have, obviously, the government, federal government, minting the coins and the Treasury issuing money. But what's nice is that you can have banks individually in the community issue their own money and make decisions as to who they will issue the credit to. So those credit cards that you started getting in the 80s, for example, right? You don't know, they give you a credit line, but they don't know how much you're going to spend, right? They don't know, like, up front if you're going to spend $10 or $2,000. You don't even know. So what's interesting is that the stores, they don't have to accept your credit card. It's not fiat currency, but they do. They accept it because the bank has enough credit that they trust that the bank will cash them out. That it will, eventually, they can exchange that credit money for whatever it is. And so that credit money is 95% of the money in our society is actually issued on an individual decentralized basis. That you go to a bank and they give you a credit card.
It's not decentralized. All the banks are pets of the Federal Reserve. I mean, they all exist.
When you say the money that's in circulation, do you mean M0, M1, M2, or unreported M3?
Well, yes and no. I could open, for example, a credit line for anybody that I want, for my friends. And I can give them money out of thin air in the sense that, hey, you know, I'll pay for your dinner and then you can pay me back. So if you take that to an extreme, you do have institutions that basically their product is their credit. They issue money that businesses will accept, and it's not necessarily government money at all. The fact that the Federal Reserve exists is actually to counteract the fractional reserve banking. It's to limit it. It's to make sure the banks can't give too much fractional reserve. If there was no government, they would give much more fractional reserve bank, and they would make much more money out of thin air without the government. So, you know, I'm saying that if you want private entities to be issuing money, fractional reserve is your friend. You want, that is the freedom to issue money to anyone.
So you're saying that without the government, the banks would be doing even more fractional reserve instead of lending out nine times what they have on deposit. They'd lend out 50 times or 90 times or something like that. That's your claim.
Of course, that's what they did before they came under regulation.
I'm not sure they could unless they had a currency that wasn't backed by anything. I mean, you know, if in the absence of a government created fiat currency, it tends to be the default that there's a value-backed currency. With a value-backed currency, to do fractional reserve banking, then your bank is always, exposed to a run on the bank. And, you know, it wouldn't take too many
times.
Who's
going to insure that?
Right. There'd be insurance companies, Lloyd's of London.
Yeah, but who's going to insure if you're taking a huge risk and, you know, possibly risking a run on the bank? You'd have a tough time getting insurance, wouldn't you?
You'd have a tougher time, right? Like there would be, you know, more. There would be rules.
But what he's going to say, you know, what Greg pointed out last night was that, you know, this allegedly was happening. The thing is, because the banks could just issue their own notes, right? They could just print those up out of thin air. It doesn't require the government to have a printable form of money. So I get where you're coming from, Greg, but the fact is you look to the violent monopoly to provide a solution to this problem, while a libertarian looks to the marketplace to provide a solution. You know, I don't.
In this case, I don't. I'm actually in favor of the decentralization. Look at the ICOs. Look at all the cryptocurrencies coming out now. They're exactly like the banks issuing the money. It's just that that money supply is controlled by a bunch of developers that create it.
There's more competition in that market.
And people will pay for it.
And more competition in the money market than there ever has been. And, of course, if we didn't have the government there restricting banking, we'd have even more banks competing rather than banks gobbling up banks and consolidation in that industry, which is, of course, what government control leads to, which is oligopoly. Thanks for the call, Greg. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, listeners, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype in to join us here. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Coming up, we'll give you an update on the Utah nurse in the hospital that has now come out with a statement, a new policy, addressed towards the police in Salt Lake City because of this incident where a nurse was roughed up and arrested by an out-of-control police detective from the Salt Lake City cops. We can tell you what that update is here in moments, but let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Also, Mark, do tell us about some of the supplements that you've been taking.
Well, if you're eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, you're part of only about 10% of the population are pulling that trick off. And here's some more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing right now that you really need 10 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. That's nearly a gallon of fruits and vegetables in their raw form per day. Only about 1% of the population's managing to pull off that trick. One smug percent. And what's the prize for accomplishing this feat? Protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. These are all worthy goals, right? Well, I'm going to try to get all 10 of my servings of fruits and vegetables this month. I pulled it off every day so far in the month of September. But, you know, it's a rather new month. So we'll see whether I manage to pull it off. But I'm going to cheat because I'm taking Fruit and Veggie Total from the makers of Whole Food Multi Complete, and you can too. Please join me in this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, and feel better. Go to SimplifyMySupplements.com and buy Fruit and Veggie Total. Use the coupon code FTL to save 10% on your order. It's a good percentage. Fruit and Veggie Total isn't exactly cheap when you look at the tub, but when you look at a per serving of fruit and vegetables, how much it is, it gets a heck of a lot less costly than buying all those servings of fruits and vegetables. They'll even give you a free shaker bottle. So SimplifyMySupplements.com, code FTL to save 10%.
All right, let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Oh, yes. Yes, I just want to say that the six-day pay leave, we'll be voting on that here in Albuquerque on the mayor ballot. So
what's that?
Six-day pay leave? Explain that.
Yes, right. So let's say you're a worker. Let's say you catch the flu, and you're sick, and so you have to stay home for like 7 days.
Okay.
So then what the boss, they'll pay you for those days because –
You mean they'll be forced to pay you? What you're saying is the Albuquerque city government will threaten the workplace if they don't pay you for those 6 days, right?
Sarah, I work for myself. Free Talk Live is a business, and if I get sick and I can't work for 7 days...
Free Talk Live is more of like an outreach program of the Shire Free Church. I wouldn't call it
agreed,
a business.
Agreed, but I mean, there's still a there's a marketing end of it and advertising, and if I don't bring in the money, then you know the organization doesn't get the money. Is, I mean, in the case of businesses, if business owners can't work, is the city of Albuquerque going to kick in money for them so that they can keep their business going?
Well, I don't know the intricate details.
The answer is no, because everybody cares about workers and nobody gives a flying flip at a rolling donut about a small business person.
Well, the thing is, the voters are going to decide.
Hey, you know what we should do? We should go round up a bunch of bums and ask them if people should have to mandatory give them cash when they walk by.
Well,
we should let them
vote. What are you talking about? These are registered Albuquerque voters that will
I don't care about
like
voters. Myself. Voters are a bunch of little chicks sitting in a nest going beep, 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 feed me, feed me, feed me. Look, I don't care. If you want to get paid, go to work.
Well, the thing about it is that, so do you think it's fair that, let's say they're out, let's say short $250. They can't pay the rent. So that all the whole family and the kids and mom, they're all going to get thrown out of the street.
Yes, because that's what happens to small business people. If you go and open your business doing something and you can't show up to do that work for 6 or 7 days, nobody's going to catch your back. But suddenly when you work for someone else, when you sell your labor to an individual or a business, then we're supposed to care. But the person who sells their labor out on the free market, we're not supposed to care.
Businesses go under all the time.
Right. 4 out of 5 businesses fail. Sarah, do you think that's fair?
Well, I just think that, what about, you know what, I bought an ice cream and I caught a flu because the worker at the cash register, she had the flu. She was there working because she had to work to make the money, and then I caught a flu and I had diarrhea and all that. Do you think that's fair for the customers and the co-workers?
I think the people who are sick... People who are sick should stay home while they're virulent. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that the voters, that the city, or that the small business people should have to pay for it.
See, the way that you make the working environment better, Sarah, the real way that you that one should make it better is through market competition and not through people voting new policies that'll be forced on businesses. Because I agree with you. It's a nice thing for a business owner to be able to give their employees a little bit of time off if they're ill. That makes sense. But to force them to is where you're going to cross my threshold here.
I think
that's
everybody
not okay.
Who votes yes for this should have to write a check.
Well, the thing is, I did vote yes for this, and I know that...
Did you write a check? No, you wanted somebody else to write a check, right? You stole from the people who had small businesses.
Well, but you know what? It's going to pass because Because
see, it's not stealing when you vote for it, Mark.
It's not stealing if it's going to pass.
Thanks for the call, Sarah, tonight. I mean, it's you can't actually argue with Sarah. She doesn't have the ability to really understand, I don't think, what it is that you're saying to her. She just has her talking points, and she wants to get them out on national radio. Look, I get why this is popular. I get it. You know, who doesn't want some time off when they're sick?
Yeah.
That makes total sense.
Free stuff.
But ultimately, you know, if we want working conditions to get better, then people can organize. They can come to their boss if they don't feel like they're being treated fairly, and they can, you know, let them know how they feel, and then the boss may decide to adjust the situation, or he might fire them all, in which case they could go in a free market and
right.
create a competitor.
Or a competitor already exists that is paying their company, their employees sick time. That is in the same industry.
Well, because a competitor may realize, they may have the foresight to understand that if they treat their employees better than that other guy does, then those employees are going to appreciate working there, and they're going to give, you know,
which
maybe
stick around.
Which is why
you see this exact sort of thing happening in the computer industry for programmers, right? This is why Google has all the things that they have on their computer campus, because that's a very competitive industry where there are not enough employees who have those skills. Have to compete for those employees.
They've got like a nice cafeteria. They've got like
gyms.
Yeah.
They've got daycare. They've got, I mean, anything that you could possibly imagine to try and keep those people there,
right,
working and happy.
And don't they even like let them work on some kind of personal project?
Oh, yeah,
when
they've
they're
got
on time?
Personal, like it's like one day a week or whatever.
Yeah. So these are all things that they, you know, the government didn't mandate. That's what you're trying to say here. The government didn't mandate Google to have all those fancy things. They're doing that because they want to get the best of the best employees.
Right.
And that's just market competition for you.
Yeah.
You know?
I still want to know who's going to catch my slack when I'm sick.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Unless you can train Jack.
Right.
Or Laura.
Right.
So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
You know what we need instead of Labor Day? We need Small Business Person Day. Because those are the people that make the sacrifices. Those are the people that take it on the chin. Those are the people who've created a better country. I'm sorry, they're the ones doing it. Now, you know, they came from labor in many cases. They learned their work ethic working for big business or whatever. But this isn't 100 years ago, and it's not all of us in factories doing so the yeoman work any longer.
You can share your thoughts with us. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want in these remaining moments. Whether you want to talk about labor, whether you want to talk about North Korea, Colexit, or any of the other things we've discussed, or bring something up that is entirely new. We're also going to share you the latest on what happened in Utah with the hospital's new policy regarding the police. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free, you can take control of these airwaves even in the remaining moments of the show, which we got time for you right now. 855-450 free like freedom with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, then please join the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. And you get some cool perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more. You can get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com and get details about the restructured AMP goals. We, for more than a decade, had a goal of $10,000 a month, which we never even came past 50% of reaching. I think we just barely eclipsed 40% at our peak, and then it slowly sort of dwindled away from there. Maybe it's because, you know, we didn't change things up to be as exciting as they could have been. So we're trying a different approach, and you know, it's hard to teach old dogs new tricks, but we're trying something new here, and that would be to readjust our AMP goal to a more reasonable $3,000 per month, and at that point we will begin producing after shows, which our listeners have always enjoyed. They like it when we do an after show, but we don't do it very often, so this would encourage us to do them more often. Once every $500 added to AMP, we will do an after show, and then once every $2,000 added to AMP, we'll do a permanent after show every single month. So we could do as many as three or four, you know, permanent after shows per month if we get enough money raised. So that's one thing that that we're doing to kind of change things up. All the perks are still there.
I'm just thinking, so if you still hit the $10,000 a month ever, will the listeners still get something very secret and very cool?
That, I think, well, we've done some stuff that we were going to do long term back in the day. So we added in like the live streaming, and we added in the cams, and you know, there was stuff that we had goals for that we were able to afford sooner rather than later.
Right.
So we did that. That other thing, I don't know when that's going to happen at this point. That's been taken off the table.
Okay.
So, but you can go to amp.freetalklive.com and you can learn more about the AMP program there. You get the perks, Those are still there. Those are still the same. We actually have the new perk of the Free Talk Live badge that you can get on your user profile over at the Free Talk Live forum, which is a new feature that we have on our website. That's forum.freetalklive.com. So that's a new AMP perk. And so if you want to help us out, you want to help get Free Talk Live on to more radio stations, because that's the goal of the AMP program, is to promote Free Talk Live, to help us spread the message of liberty and freedom and peace and cryptocurrency as far and as wide as we possibly can. But it does take a marketing budget to be able to do that. And basically, we've been pretty stagnant on that budget. You know, if it's not increasing, there's really not that much more that we can do.
Right.
So if you want to help us out, it's only $5 a month. You can use any major credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin if you prefer. And right now, not many people are using Bitcoin. I imagine that's because of the fees. But it's there for you if you want to use it over at amp.freetalklive.com. ampamp.freetalklive.com. Here's the latest from the Washington Post regarding the Salt Lake City nurse who was attacked by a psychotic cop on a power trip trying to impose his will onto a woman who was just trying to do her job and protect her patient and follow the hospital rules
and the law
that the hospital had ironed out supposedly with the very same police department in the past about who can have blood drawn from them. This was what the officer wanted her to do, was to take blood from an unconscious man.
Right.
And basically she told him, look, the agreement we have here says that I can't do this unless the man is either conscious and consents, or you have a warrant to draw that blood, which they did not.
Or he's under arrest.
That he's under arrest, which he was not. So, Officer Payne then attacked her and pushed her out the door and pushed her up against.
His name is really Officer Payne.
Sure was. Detective Payne.
Detective Payne, yeah.
He pushed her up against the wall.
Well above officer.
Roughed her up, and then locked her up in a patrol car for over a quarter of an hour. Anyway, the University of Utah Hospital, according to the Post, where a nurse was manhandled and arrested by police, says she protected the legal rights of a patient, has imposed new restrictions on law enforcement. Now, I think this is interesting, especially after we saw the mayor of Salt Lake City apologized. The police chief even finally came out with an apology, which is very rare. You almost never see the police apologize for their actions. I don't think Detective Payne has apologized at this point, but the chief did, and that's unusual. But despite all of the apologies, the hospital has decided to tighten down restrictions on the police within the hospital grounds. According to the story here, they are barring officers from patient care areas and from direct contact with nurses. Sorry, officer, you're no longer allowed here.
What if they bring in a patient and they need to keep an eye on somebody who's been, I don't know, beat up or shot or something, but they're a suspect and they need to keep an eye on them?
Maybe there'll be an exception made for a circumstance like that.
Maybe they'll have a private security force.
They definitely already have hospital security. That much is true. But I doubt the police will allow private security, authority, if you will, over a prisoner transport or something like that. So maybe they'll have an exception for what you're talking about there, Mark. But what it sounds like to me is that Officer, Payne is no longer going to be allowed to just waltz into any old place in the hospital where patients would normally be and start making demands of hospital staff. If you're a uniformed officer and, you don't have a reason to be here, meaning some sort of order from a court or whatever, in this particular area, you're not going to be allowed. According to the story here, Gordon Crabtree, the interim chief of the hospital, said that at a news conference Monday that he was deeply troubled by the arrest and manhandling of burn unit nurse Alex Wubbles on July 26th. In accord with hospital policy and the law, she'd refused to allow a Salt Lake City police officer to take the blood sample from the unconscious patient. Wubbles obtained a copy of the body cam video of the confrontation, and after consulting her lawyer, the hospital and police officials released it last week. Crabtree said, quote, this will not happen again, praising Nurse Wubbles for putting her own safety at risk to protect the rights of patients. Margaret Pierce, chief nursing officer for the University of Utah Hospital System, said she was appalled by the officer's actions and has already implemented changes in hospital protocol to avoid any repetition. She said police will no longer be permitted in patient care areas, such as the burn unit, where Wobbles was the charge nurse on the day of the incident, and from emergency rooms. In addition, officers will have to deal with house supervisors instead of nurses when they have a request. This will guarantee that nurses devote themselves entirely to patient care without interruptions, she said, while other officials deal with police requests. The policy was implemented in August before the incident became public. So this isn't a reaction to the news coverage. They already did this. It's just that we're finding out about it now. The incident, which has attracted nationwide attention in part of the dramatic, because of the dramatic video, involved Detective Jeff Payne, who persisted in demanding a blood sample from an unconscious truck driver at the hospital who had early been involved in an accident stemming from police pursuit of a suspect. The hospital and the law in Utah and nationwide require police to have a warrant or permission from the patient to draw blood in such circumstances, and Detective Payne had neither. After Wobbles politely and repeatedly read hospital policy to him and even had a supervisor back her up on a speakerphone connection, Payne snapped. He seized hold of the nurse, shoved her out of the building, and cuffed her hands behind her back. A bewildered Wobbles screamed, "Help
no
me.
No longer be employed." This guy clearly has anger management problems, is kind of a psychopath, and should not be doing the job that he is doing.
Well, he's been placed on administrative leave, which means he's getting paid, likely, to sit out.
You're on a vacation!
He has lost a job. He lost his part-time job with Gold Cross Ambulance. And that may be because of his attitude, but also because, quote, he said in a video, the body cam video from the other officer from later on, so after the arrest,
right.
Later on when they're chatting it up in the parking lot, you know, whatever it was they were saying, one of the things he was saying was that as a first responder, he could punish the hospital by, quote, bring them all the transients and take the good patients elsewhere. Unquote. And that news came out, and guess what? Gold Cross Ambulance fired him, citing those specific remarks. After the footage was released, the president of Gold Cross Ambulance says, quote, "That's not the way we conduct our business. That's not the way we treat people in our city."
This detective was told over and over again that he was making a mistake.
Yes, he was.
Right? Like, yeah. And he just decided that he could get away with it. And
honestly,
and
he looked like he was on drugs. To me, this guy looked like he was...
He is.
Adrenaline. So I don't... It looked like it was more than adrenaline. I mean, it was a calm situation before that. It was not like he was doing anything to get his adrenaline all pumped up at that point. He was sitting waiting for a phone call to happen. So it's not like he was, like, chasing after a crook and, you know, going through... Like...
Well, he's getting ramped up because she's not cooperating. She's standing
well, that's
there,
ridiculous.
She's standing in the way of what he wants, and he's getting mad.
It's not the first time power was called a drug, Johnson.
I guess, but to me, this seems like more is at work than just that.
Arnold Schwarzenegger explained how he was addicted to it.
Oh, by the way, Nurse Wobbles says she thinks the police are not being held accountable for this in an interview with CNN and NBC. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com, and she's probably right. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options, organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.